let's review. The Gemara earlier derives that a Moicher Atzmoi, a slave who sold himself into captivity, is acquired with Kesev from the Gzeres Shavah Sachar Sachar, by comparing its halachas to a Machru Bezdin. However, according to the Man Da'amar de Lo Yolof Sachar Sachar, who does not use this Gzeres Shavah, the Gemara cited an alternate source. The Gemara now continues seeking the Tana who does not hold of this Gzeres Shavah, and cites a Braisa which explains that there are three Pesukim in which teach that an Eved Ivri goes free at Yevil. Achnasa Yevil Yavid Imach is referring to a Moicher Atzmai, because the previous Pasuk states, V'chiyamach Echicha Imach V'nim Karlach. V'shavtim Isha Achuzase V'isha Mashpach Teteshuvu. The word Ish indicates that this Pasuk is referring to a Nirtza, because as the Gemara explains, a Zeru Dabar Shenoig B'ish V'ein Noig B'isha Havai Mezirutzia. The halachas of boring the ear apply only to a man, not to a woman. V'shavel Mashpach Teteshuvu V'lachuzas Avoisav Yashuv must by default be referring to a Machru Bezdin. If Bezdin sells someone 2 or 3 years before Yevil, he goes free during the Yevil year. Now the Gemara points out, we could derive that a Machru Bezdin goes free during Yevil from the comparison to Meicher Asmai. Apparently, this Tana does not use the Gzeres Shavah. The Gemara rejects this proof. We might think that a Meicher Atzmai is freed at Yevil because he did not transgress any prohibitions. But Machru Bezdin Davidi Surah Niknesei, a Machru Bezdin is not freed at Yevil because he did transgress. Therefore, the Pasuk must explicitly teach that he is freed at Yevil. The Gemara notes that there are actually two Pesukim that teach that a Nirtza is freed at Yevil. In Parshas Bahar, as taught in the Braisa, V'shavtim Isha L'chuzase V'isha Meshpachtei Teshuvu, and the Parashat Mishpatim, V'ratza Adonim V'sazna B'mertzei V'avadu L'Olam. And the Gemara explains that both Pesukim are necessary, because V'avadu L'Olam could be understood as L'Olam Amish, for eternity. Therefore, V'shavtim teaches that it's only L'Olam Mishal Yevil, the eternity of Yevil. And if we only had V'shavtim, we might think that a Nirtza needs to wait until Yevil only Hechad L'Ovet Sheish. If Yevil arrives before the Nirtza served an additional 6 years, however, Hechad L'Ovet Sheish, we might think that a Nirtza serves a maximum of 6 additional years, just like his original term, and would be freed even before Yevil. Therefore, Itzruch Lemichtiv Lo'olam, the Pasuk V'avadu L'olam teaches us that a Nirtza always serves until Yevil, even if it takes more than 6 years. The Gemara continues seeking a Tana de L'yol of Sachar Sachar. The Pasuk regarding Eved Ivri, Hanimka La'akim, says V'im Lo Yigoyel Ba'ela. A Jewish slave who is sold to a non-Jew may be redeemed by anyone else at any time. The Gemara discusses whether he also goes free after 6 years. The following Kal Vachomer would seem to argue that he does. Umami she'ein nigel be'ela nigel b'sheish, zesh nigel be'ela ein adin she'nigel b'sheish. If an Eved Ivri, who is Nimka Yisrael, about whom we do not find in the Torah this halacha to be redeemed by others, yet goes free after 6 years, it follows that an Eved Ivri who is Nimka La'akim, who can be redeemed by others, should certainly go free after 6 years. To refute this notion, Rabbi Omer Be'ela hu nigel ve'ein nigel b'sheish. The term Be'ela excludes going free after 6 years. However, the Gemara asks, regarding being redeemed by others, Nelev Sachar Sachar. The Pasuk used the term Sachar regarding Nimka La'akim as well. If so, we should derive from the Gzeres Shavah that a Nimka Yisrael can also be redeemed by others. Clearly, Rebbe does not learn the Gzeres Shavah Sachar Sachar. The Gemara responds that perhaps Rebbe does learn the Gzeres Shavah, but the following Pasuk explicitly negates this idea. Oy doy doy oy ven doy doy yigalenu. Yigalenu lezev loy la'achar. A Nimka La'akim can be redeemed by others, but a Nimka Yisrael cannot. The Gemara now elaborates on the Pasuk, which discusses the process of redeeming Jewish slaves from non-Jews, which reads as follows. Oy doy doy oy ven doy doy yigalenu. The Gemara explains that there are 3 ways he can be redeemed. This phrase refers to being redeemed by relatives. This refers to the slave redeeming himself. And v'nigal zugulas acherim. This last word refers to being redeemed by strangers. Now, as Rashi explains, gulas atzmai pshitilan dehavi l'shichur. When he redeems himself, he obviously goes free. Additionally, mikra nidrish lafanav ula achrav. Unless otherwise indicated, when expounding psukim, we We generally assume that a halacha taught regarding one topic is compared to both the previous and to the following subjects in the pasuk. Accordingly, a slave redeemed by either relatives or anyone else should go free just like gulas atzmai. However, the pasuk following right after this one says, "Vim lo yigol be'ela v'yotze b'shnas ha'yevel." Be'ela implies that only a particular form of redemption results in freedom. The Gemara therefore brings three methods of reconciling these psukim. Rabbi Yisrael Glili holds, "Be'ela akrev m'koy." The word be'ela refers to relatives. Accordingly, mikra nidrash lefanav shedai gu'ulas krev ma'gulas atzmai. The halacha of gulas atzmai is compared only to the previous phrase of gulas krevim. And be'ela l'shichra, b'sher kol adam l'shibud. When relatives redeem the slave, he goes free. But when a stranger redeems him, he serves that Jew and only goes free at Yevil. Rabbi Yisrael Glili maintains that the exclusionary term be'ela refers to relatives because mistabra, gulas acherim l'shibud. Diyamrit l'shichra, have a mimni v'le parkile. In order to encourage strangers to redeem him, he is obligated to serve his rescuer until Yevil. However, his relatives would redeem him regardless, and so he goes free. Rabbi Kiva holds, be'ela acherim koi. The word be'ela refers to strangers. Accordingly, mikra nidrash l'achrav, shadai gulas acherim agulas atzmai. The halacha of gulas atzmai is compared to the following phrase of gulas acherim, and be'ela l'shibud b'shar kol adam l'shichar. When relatives redeem him, he must serve them until Yevil. But when a stranger redeems him, he goes free. Because mistabru gulas k'raivim l'shibud. D'yamit l'shichar kol yema v'yema azal maz v'nafshe. If he did not have to serve his relative, he would sell himself regularly and rely on his relatives to redeem him. However, he does not rely on strangers, and so if anyone else redeems him, he goes free. Chacham aymrim hakoil l'shichar. Chacham said that he always goes free. This refers to Rebbe, the Mapik Leila Hai Be'ela L'drash Achrina. Be'ela is used to teach us that a Nimka La'akim does not go free after 6 years. Therefore, Mikra Nidrash Bein Lefanav, Bein La'achrav. All parts of the Pasuk, both Gulas Kerevim and Gulas Acherim, are compared to Gulas Atzmai, and he goes free regardless of who redeems him.